Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, August 14th, and these are the top six stories the Qixi team is watching right now. Well, looky here. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have reportedly requested mail-in ballots for Florida's upcoming primary election, even as the president has railed against mail-in voting. Citing records from the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections, CNN reported that the ballots were mailed to Mar-a-Lago on Wednesday. The president has spent weeks claiming, without evidence, that voting by mail will lead to election interference and widespread voter fraud in the November 3rd presidential election. He changed his tune on the practice last week, but only in the case of Florida, which he claimed is, quote, safe and secure from voter fraud, even as he claims the rest of the country is somehow compromised. Sources familiar with the matter told The Daily Beast that Team Trump had finally realized the president's constant fear-mongering could end up costing him Republican votes in the swing state. President Trump will formally accept the nomination for president in a Republican National Convention speech on the lawn of the White House. He told the New York Post Thursday, quote, "We could have quite a group of people. It's very big, a very big lawn." He added that the White House already had the appropriate security measures in place and was, quote, "a place that makes me feel good." After plans for a massive in-person convention in Jacksonville, Florida, were scrapped due to the coronavirus, Trump mulled giving his speech at Gettysburg or the White House. However, in order to hold the event at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania's governor said Trump would have to abide by the state's 250-person limit on gatherings. Both locations are federal properties which, according to the Hatch Act, cannot be used for partisan political activities except in the case of a president or vice president. Another 12 people tested positive for COVID-19 in New Zealand late Thursday, taking the country's total to 48 and shattering a 102 run of no new cases. The island nation's extraordinary streak came to an end Tuesday when four members of a family in Auckland tested positive. Officials said that all 48 cases are linked to the family. One family member worked at a cool store facility, prompting speculation the virus may have been transmitted through imported frozen food. The deputy prime minister suggested a breach at the country's sea or air borders was to blame for the outbreak, but the health minister later said the cause was unclear and that New Zealand had been, quote, absolutely scrupulous with testing at the border. Auckland implemented a 3-day lockdown in response and will decide whether to extend it on Friday. Oh, trying to understand her thought process really makes my head hurt. Turns out the woman who will likely become the first avowed QAnon supporter in Congress has also promoted the conspiracy theory that a passenger plane never struck the Pentagon during the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Trump-backed candidate who won a Republican primary runoff this week and will very likely win the general race in her deep red district, made the comments in a recently found 2018 video. Greene said, quote, "We had witnessed 9/11, the terrorist attack in New York, and the plane that crashed into Pennsylvania, and the so-called plane that crashed into the Pentagon. It's odd there's never any evidence shown for a plane in the Pentagon." She also claimed that President Barack Obama, quote, "is a Muslim who," quote, "opened up our borders to an invasion by Muslims," another claim that is popular on the fringe right alongside QAnon. QAnon is a truly out-of-field conspiracy theory centered around anonymous online postings that claim, among many things, that major mass shootings are, quote, "false flags created by a group of elite global sex traffickers against whom President Trump is secretly waging a war." Investment bank Citigroup reportedly accidentally paid Revlon lenders $900 million and is now hoping the recipients give it back. In the course of filing a lawsuit against beauty brand Revlon on Wednesday over debt restructuring tactics, the lenders found they had been fully repaid with interest on a loan they issued to Revlon in 2016. However, Revlon did not actually pay it. Citigroup says the money was paid through a, quote, clerical error, and executives are now scrambling to get the money back. Revlon has been struggling in recent years and has been battling lenders holding the 2016 loan. The lawsuit alleges the cosmetics company moved valuable brand assets beyond lenders' reach to use as collateral for other creditors. Dolly came through. Country singer Dolly Parton, who has famously steered clear of politics for decades so as not to alienate fans, came out in support of the Black Lives Matter movement in a wide-ranging interview with Billboard, saying, quote, "Of course Black Lives Matter. Do we think our little white asses are the only ones that matter? No." She criticized anyone who judges those who are different, saying, quote, "All these good Christian people that are supposed to be such good Christian people, the last thing we're supposed to do is to judge one another. God is the judge, not us. I just try to be myself. I try to let everybody else be themselves," she said. Parton removed the word Dixie from her dinner show, The Stampede, years ago, and told Billboard it was, quote, "innocent ignorance" on her behalf, adding that, quote, "As soon as you realize that something is a problem, you should fix it. Don't be a dumbass." Well said, Dolly. Well said. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us on your smart speaker or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.